This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken submitted a report to Congress criticizing Israel's conduct in Gaza. However, the report says Israel is not currently stopping aid into Gaza and stopped short of saying it is using U.S. weapons in ways that violate U.S. or international law. VOA's Patsy Wittakusara has the story.
On Friday, the U.S. State Department weighed in on Israel's war conduct with a report to Congress that says it's reasonable to assess there are possible Israeli violations of international humanitarian law. But the U.S. has not determined whether a violation occurred and is still investigating. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Those questions are something that we continue to look at and have not yet reached any determinations.
The report also says that while Israel has the tools to mitigate civilian harm, the high civilian death toll has raised questions as to whether the Israeli military is using the tools effectively. Patsy Wittakusara, VOA News, Washington.
The UN General Assembly has easily approved more rights and privileges for Palestine while endorsing its membership bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
In a reflection of wide global support, the resolution passed easily. The U.S. was among nine members voting against it after making clear it will block Palestinian membership until talks with Israel resolve key issues about statehood. The renewed membership push comes amid the Gaza war.
Everything has been destroyed.
With Palestinian observer Riyad Mansour saying Israel's ready to kill thousands more. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan accused the UN of ignoring its own history.
The very body established to prevent evil is now welcoming a terror state into its ranks.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Chad has ordered the immediate deployment of troops to maintain peace after provisional results on Monday's election. Moki Edwin Kinseka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
According to the provisional results, transitional president General Mahamat Dapi is the official winner with 61.3% of the votes, more than the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. Members of the opposition and the public say they are surprised Orange published the figures in 3 days instead of 15 days after the voting as stated in the electoral code. Moki Edwin Kinseka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Iran's hardliners have won most of the remaining seats in an election runoff to give them full control over the country's parliament, authorities say. They did not give details of the turnout. The result and that of the previous vote in March gives hardliners 233 of the 290 seats in Iran's parliament, according to an Associated Press tally. Hardliners seek more culture and social restrictions based on Islamic Sharia, including demanding that women wear the Islamic veil in public. They also express an enmity toward the West, particularly the United States. Those politicians calling for change in the country's government, known broadly as reformists, were generally barred from running in the election. The Biden administration is planning to announce new tariffs on electric vehicles, semiconductors, solar equipment, and medical supplies imported from China, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
According to a U.S. official and another person familiar with the plan, the tariffs on electric vehicles in particular could quadruple from the existing 25% to 100%. The Biden administration has also said it will investigate Chinese-made smart cars that can gather sensitive information about Americans driving them. The additional tariffs could carry some political weight going into the November presidential election. Both Biden and former President Donald Trump have told voters that they will be tough on China, which is the world's second largest economy and an emerging geopolitical rival. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Food Agency says more than 300 Afghans have died in flash floods that also destroyed more than 1,000 houses in the northern province of Baghlan. The World Food Program said Saturday it was distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of one of the many floods that hit Afghanistan over the last few weeks, following unusually heavy rainfall. Zabihullah Majdi, the chief spokesman for the Taliban government, posted on the social media platform X that hundreds have succumbed to the calamitous floods, while a substantial number have sustained injuries. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.